Good evening. Merry Christmas. My name is Dave Heinrichs, and it is my great pleasure to be able to speak a message to you tonight. This clip that we just saw, most of you probably recognize it. I heard some yeah behind me as soon as it came on. It's from A Charlie Brown Christmas. And this happens to be my favorite Christmas movie. But you have to admit, in this scene, when Charlie comes in with that little tree, aren't the kids just brutal to him? Oh, boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown. Man, kids just say it, eh? Like, pfft. He's not the type that can be counted on to do anything right. He's hopeless, completely hopeless. And then maybe you can relate to Charlie Brown, eh? Like, he hears all this, and he puts his hands up in the air, and he says, isn't there anybody who can tell me what Christmas is all about? Maybe you're there at Christmas time, right? You're trying to do everything you can to get ready for Christmas, but things don't seem to be going right for you, and it's just frustrating. Or maybe it's more significant than that. Maybe life has been difficult for you. Maybe you felt like you have been dealt a raw deal, and you just want to throw your hands up in the air and say, isn't there anybody who can tell me what this life, what this existence is all about? And then Linus comes along. He's like, sure, I can tell you what it's all about, Charlie Brown. And then he quotes these verses from Luke chapter 2 that we heard Maria read earlier. These verses that talk about this encounter between these shepherds and this angel. And this angel who talks about the birth of Jesus and how it changes everything. Like, we saw how it changed in the clip for Charlie Brown, didn't we? He hears about the story and he goes from despair to hope. And I don't know if you've seen this movie before, but if you watch it to the very end, you even see how the other children are changed. They go from just decimating Charlie with their words to, at the end, they're extending kindness to him by decorating his pathetic little tree. And you see, that is what Christmas is all about. And that's what the birth of Jesus does. It brings hope. It extends kindness. You see, Christmas, it changes everything. The question is, will you let it change you? So this angel appears to these shepherds and announces good news. The word in the Bible for good news, it's this Greek word. It's the word euangelion. And the way that this word has been used in that day, typically it was used for when the emperor, Caesar, would have a child of his own and they would announce the birth of this child, or maybe it would announce his own inauguration to power when they would take over a new country. Euangelion, it was a proclamation, an announcement that something incredible has taken place. Something so significant that the world as we know it, it'll never be the same again. And typically, though, these kind of proclamations, these euangelions, these were reserved for, like, important places, right? Like king's palaces or courtyards, shared with important people, right? The rich, the who's who, the cream of the crop. But the good news that these angels proclaim, this euangelion, it's made to Charlie Brown type characters, shepherds. Maybe in our minds, we're like, you know, shepherds, like, that's pretty cool. They must have a nice life. Maybe we romanticize shepherds. But these guys were marginalized. These were the low class. They were the outcasts. And that's what makes this scene so incredible. The angel comes to them and says, listen, I have good news for all people, not just some people, not just kings and emperors, but even for people like you, for people on the margins, for people maybe who are feeling hopeless. And what is this proclamation? What is this good news that will change the world as we know it? in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, or the Christ. It is the Lord. And these words, when we hear them, maybe they don't mean so much to us today. Maybe this sounds like, I don't know, religious jargon. But to these shepherds, these angels would have just dropped a bomb on them. Like using these terms to describe a baby would have been shocking to them. Savior, as Pastor David alluded to earlier, these terms were used for God's divine deliverance. God in heaven, who has come into this world, who's broken into this world, who has delivered his people in a spectacular, miraculous way. And Christ, or the term Messiah, this was the title that Jews used for the one they hoped would come and deliver them, the one who they hoped would save them, God's anointed one. And then he ratchets it up even more, the Lord. The Lord is a title reserved for God and God alone. And so this angel is describing this baby in the highest possible terms to these shepherds. This child, this is the deliverer. He is the anointed one. This baby is Emmanuel, God in flesh. God has come down from heaven to earth. This really does change everything. And not just for Jewish shepherds. Like we heard, these terms were also used by the Romans towards their Caesars. Like Caesar Augustus, right? He liked to proclaim that he himself was a son of God. He even had the Greek word for Savior stamped on coins that bore his image. And if you happened to meet Caesar, you had to greet him by saying, "Hail, Caesar, Lord." But by proclaiming that this baby to be Savior, Christ, Lord, this angel is announcing a direct challenge to the prevailing dominant belief of the world at that time. Caesar is Lord? Caesar, Savior? I don't think so. There is a baby in a trough in Bethlehem who is Lord and Savior. This message is so radically countercultural, it's dangerous. It's a confrontation between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. You really see Christmas changes everything. So the question for us is, will we let it change us? You see, as much as this angel's message confronts the ideology of the Roman Empire in that day, it confronts our day and the prevailing belief of individualism and entitlement that our society has. You see, we have set ourselves up as lords. We are kings and queens of our world. Nobody's gonna tell us what to do. And as for saving, we'll save ourselves, thank you very much, right? We can do it through, I don't know, progressive thoughts. We can save ourselves through technology, careful financial planning, right? That's gonna do it. How's that working out for you? Bringing joy to all people, peace to this world. You see, the message of the gospel is, as long as there is no peace with God, we cannot have peace on earth. The Bible says that we have rejected God. Each and every one of us has gone our own way. And in so doing, we have not only broken our relationship with God in heaven, but as a result, we've also broken our relationships with one another and with this earth. No wonder there's wars between countries and wars in our homes. No wonder we suffer from disease and depression and death. In the words of Charlie Brown, everything we've done has turned into a disaster. But what makes this angel's euangelion, this announcement, such good news that changes everything, is that you don't have to keep trying to save yourself. In fact, you can't. Glory to God in the highest. He has done it for you. Check it out, the angel says. A Savior has been born to you. God so loved the world that he sent his Messiah, his anointed one, for you, so that God and sinners can be reconciled. 30 years on, this baby would grow up and he would announce this good news himself. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Friends, this is what Christmas is all about. God coming to set us free in Jesus, who would grow up, who would die on the cross for our sins. And we are all sinners in need of saving. And Jesus died in order so that we could have peace, reconciliation between us and God. But he didn't just die. He defeated death. He overcame it and he rose again. And through faith in him, not only can you have peace with God, but you too can have everlasting life. You see, this is good news that changes everything. Will you let it change you? I know this may seem hard to believe, like too good to be true. It may be even easy to dismiss, but here's the thing. When the shepherds were told this incredible news, they did the only responsible thing. They went and checked it out. And if what I'm saying about Jesus is true, don't we owe it to ourselves to do the same? Maybe you're thinking, sure, if an angel appeared to me and told me these things that you're saying, then I'd believe it. But why should I believe you? Like, this is unbelievable. And certainly, I have to admit, I'm probably not as impressive as an angel, let alone a whole host of them. But friends, we must not ignore uncomfortable truths just because they come through ordinary or unimpressive messengers. You see, if Jesus is indeed God, if as these angels say, he is Lord and Savior, shouldn't we also make a serious investigation of these claims for ourselves? The movie we showed, A Charlie Brown Christmas, it's my favorite movie because so many times in my life, I have been Charlie Brown. I have been stupid in the eyes of others. I have been a laughingstock. And worst of all, I have felt utterly hopeless. But just as Linus's good news, it changes things for Charlie. Jesus has changed everything for me. No longer am I defined by what others think about me. I'm not even defined by what I think about myself because God says to me that I am worthwhile. He says that I am made in his image and so I have value built in. God says that I am valued, that I have worth, and that I am loved and forgiven. And Jesus, he has exchanged my despair for hope and joy. Jesus has set me free, and he has not only given me joy, he has given me new life. And I have done what the shepherds have done. You see, I've checked things out for myself, and just like them, I am now giving glory to God and praising him for what he has done. And God's message to the shepherds way back then is the same message that he is giving to you and I tonight. But don't fear. This message is good news. Friends, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ, the Lord. And his coming, it changes everything. And I pray that it will change you too. I want to invite the worship team to come back up. And like those children in Charlie Brown, we are going to respond with one of my favorite Christmas hymns, Hark the Herald Angel Sings. And in it, we sing, "Hail, glory to the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail, the Son of Righteousness. Glory to the newborn King." Let's stand and sing together.